Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
That line had a real good night for us. Almost every shift was a positive shift. And you look at the goal they scored, got around the net. I mean, the goals that were scored in the game were all, you know, kind of tips, rebounds, stuff goalies couldn't see, screen on the power play. So we knew, like I said this morning, it would be a hard game. So we're a little disappointed we only got a point.
Team lost, you know, the lead the second time in the third period, then lost in overtime. What is this team, where are they at in the process of learning how to protect a lead?
You know, we're handling that pretty well. We're not giving up the real egregious chances, and we're still creating good chances. I think if Kulik scores in overtime, we're probably not even talking about, you know, what happened. You know, we got the breakaway right away. You know, just a little bit of failed coverage on the tying goal. You know, I thought our forward could have pressured right at the point right away. We kind of backed off for whatever reason. And it gave him an opportunity to sift one through.
Is it Owen a little step behind in overtime in that sequence?
No, that wasn't that. We're man on man there. So Kulik vacating the middle of the ice. His man was the guy that made the pass. I think if he holds, we end up killing the play. And then, you know, once he left, then, you know, now we're facing a little bit of a 2-on-3, but we got beat off the wall for sure.
And the biggest thing, you know, both of these overtimes is simply your top guys, you got to put the puck in the net when you have a chance.
Yeah, well, you get a chance. I mean, that's, you know that once you get one, there's probably getting one the other way because as you're going, somebody is caught. You're having a 2-on-1. If they stop it, somebody on the other team is cheating and they're going to get a chance. It's just the way it goes. And then the other scenario is you can get caught on a long one and, you know, you never get out of your own end. So, you know, failed on the 3-on-3 coverage. That's, for me, is, you know, we got to be better at that. We know every team in the league plays man on man.
Tonight, just what did you think of his debut?
Liked this game. I thought it started a little bit slow, but I thought really got his legs moving, moved the puck well. Break up passes, you know, take a look when I go through it, but I thought for the most part, I thought he skated well and executed well.
Is that his best look he was tonight? Like, what do you see from him?
Top of the circles down, a strong guy. I mean, even the shift after they scored, they couldn't take the puck away from him. And they had a lot of shifts against that top line. They had some tough tasks, but I thought, you know, that's what we need. It can't always be the top guys. It you know, I think the one really good chance Oslin had, we know we need him to start chipping in. That fourth line chipping in, it was in on some good chances. The McLeod line. So, you know, it's kind of getting spread out, but we need that.
Why were you so much better in the second period?
I think we thought the game was a 7-18 start. And it was 6:45.
First period. Just didn't click at all.
The way we started.
Is that from maybe them being you know, knowing that their penalty kill is so poor and thinking maybe it's going to be easy? Or is it just not connecting?
I don't even know how to answer that one, really.
Like your team kind of feeds off the emotion Josh Dunn plays with.
You know, I think our team has done a good job of feeding off whatever emotion there is in the game. I think the team did feed off that line shifts, that line's goal, their next shift. I think we fed off that energy. They were giving us real good energy. And, you know, I think if you look at our last home game, the plays that, you know, Kulik and Thompson and Benson were making, you know, we were feeding off of that. I think there's always something that really activates the bench and gets you into it. I think tonight it was done, and Krebs and Mountainstein, that's the type of shifts you need, and the energy. And the bonus is, you know, putting one in the back of the net.
Happy with the way the last two went, obviously, as they finished, but you do have points in 6 out of 7. Just how much do you feel, you know, overall you're building a trend in the right way?
Yeah, well, I think you can look at it. Maybe last year that would have been a game that we let a point slip away. There was a lot about I liked about how we were playing that third period. I mean, probably the goal we would have gave up last year, but it might have been an odd-numbered rush, 2-on-1 or something like that. This year it was just a little bit of lack of coverage, a little bit where we didn't quite get to our guys quick enough to box them out, and we didn't get enough pressure up top. So I think that part of a game has really changed. The high odd man, you know, percentage rushes are missing, and we're becoming a team that knows how to still try to win, but don't make the egregious mistakes to lose.
Unacceptable with the first period. Obviously, you guys bounce back in the second, and the margins are so small. How big of a hole does that put you in? When, you know, 20 minutes felt like, yeah, you guys just landed.
Here's the good part about the hole. It was only a one-goal hole. That could have been worse. I thought our goalie gave us some good saves. I thought we came to life with about 5-6 minutes left in the period. But when you're not skating, you have no hands. And I think you saw our passing was awful. We couldn't make a 10-foot pass. We couldn't make a 30-foot pass. When we got our legs going and started going north in a hurry, we started to look like a lot better team.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.